I got put in drag again last night.
Yeah, you look beautiful.
I think I look like a bitch every time I'm in drag.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is on my face that's like, as soon as you put lashes on, I'm just like, don't fucking talk to me. But that was certainly the mood that I was giving off.
It's your sharp features and long cheeks.
Yeah, I've got sort of a long, sort of sharp, angry face.
Do you feel more bitchy once you're in there?
I feel the same. I think that... So a bitch. I think the first time I ever did drag, I was saying this to the drag queen Trinice Bone, Lady Trinice Bone, to you, who was putting me in drag.
You? Who are you telling that to?
The listeners.
And don't you call her anything else.
The first time I was put in drag, I felt like a huge shift inside of myself where I was like, kind of, I couldn't sort of believe, I was sort of being confronted by my queerness in a sense, whereas this time
no one can hear you do those quotation marks,
but they could definitely hear the emphasis in my voice as I did it, whereas this time I was like, I feel the same, and I feel like that is a marked shift in terms of my own personal identity and journey, where I was like,
wow,
I don't feel like, oh god, I like recognize myself and what's going on, and there's so much glitter on me. It was like, I do this so much now.
I have a genuine fear that I would look terrible in drag. So having never done it, I'm now at a place where I'm like, maybe I should never do it because I'm worried I might look bad.
Well,
I also don't like having a clean shaven face ever.
Well, yeah, that's which gets in the way. And you're going to have a hard time with your eyebrows. Me, it's so easy. It's just like a bit of bloop, bit of glue and away we go.
I didn't need you to say that to me.
As a friend,
this cold winter morning.
I'm here to disappoint you.
To disappoint you.
Disappoint you.
I'm here to disappoint you.
Disappoint you. Here we go. I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase. And welcome along to this episode of The Male Gaze, where Chris Parker is going to endeavour to talk in complete sentences. I listened back to an episode the other day on the plane. I was like, I wonder how good we are at our podcast. And I was...
How was it?
I was appalled by my vocal production. Eli, you sound like you could be on The Edge.
Thank you.
Whereas I sound like I... shouldn't even be on the phone.
No, I love it. My boyfriend is constantly roasting us about our podcast because he's like, you need to stop sharing facts is in quotation marks there, because he's like, you clearly haven't read them enough, and it's constantly like, so she was like a lesbian, I think, activist. She's a swimmer.
Well, tell you what, Eli's boyfriend, you fucking do a podcast every week.
Hey, do a great podcast.
They do a great podcast. Head research.
He's a psychologist with a velvety voice.
I'm always surprised by people who have jobs that involve doing like work and not pulling things out of their ass like last minute.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of pulling things out of your ass, I've actually got a good fact of the game. It's a perfect segue.
Speaking of pulling things out of your ass, what's this?
Okay. This came up on my Twitter, and I was like, this is perfect. This can be the fact of the game. A gay porn star proposed to his boyfriend right after they finished shooting a bareback gangbang scene together. True story.
Wow.
During a post-scene photo shoot with the eight guys, I guess that's when they do, you know, you see the photos of them like holding their like erect cock. Like,
yes.
And but you're like, when did they do this?
Do they do that after? Do they clean up?
Yeah.
Makeup on, contour their body.
What a hassle. Anyway, during a post-scene photo shoot with the eight other guys from the gangbang, Brian Bonds, never heard of him, was already on his knees.
Just don't brag about which porn stars you haven't heard
well,
of.
Well, that's not a brag. I'm just saying I don't know him.
There was a tone. There was an absolute tone.
He's no one to me.
Brian Bond, who I assume is fantastic.
Brian Bonds, who's clearly an amateur, was already on his knees when he popped the question to his shocked boyfriend, Mason Lair. Never heard of him.
There you go. That acknowledged that he may be fantastic.
Bond said, well, this is the end of our... this is the end of our tour, and I can say that this was probably the best day that has ever happened between us, and I'd love to do it over and over again, but there's one difference that I want. I want you wearing this, he says. And then he pulls out a box.
Bunny ears.
Bunny ears. Oh my god.
The heart of the ocean.
And what do you do with these Playboy bunny ears on and pretend you're a woman? He pulls out a ring, with a box with a ring inside. I don't know where from, because I presume he was nude.
Mm.
Leah immediately says yes, and the pair kiss, and all the guys cheer in the background.
Chug, 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 chug.
I feel like you haven't seen a gangbang. Chug.
Chug.
Like, what's chug?
It's like chugging beer, but I would assume in this scenario, you're chugging a different kind of liquid.
Oh my god.
Semen. I'm talking about semen, Chris. S-E-M-E-N. Semen. Grow up.
Semen.
Chris, could you grow up, please?
I have grown up. Porn Studio Raw Fuck Club posted the scene to their Twitter page, warning, extremely NSFW. So this is why I, one, have not seen the clip in this small office.
Yeah.
And two, didn't watch it at work.
Liam Riley. Do you know Liam Riley?
Yes.
From Cocky Boys.
Yes.
Who was also Shangela's, like, live-in assistant, maybe?
Yeah. They're probably having sex.
Yeah. He followed me on Twitter, and then I followed him back. And it's such a dangerous thing to follow any porn star on Twitter, because they will just post, like, little clips and screen grabs of their
absolutely
full penetrative videos.
Yeah, you're only going to follow a porn star on Twitter if you want to see porn in your Twitter feed.
But I would say he does it less than others.
You're
a
not
lot
following
of it is
for his hot political content. his witty observations.
Hey, Chris.
No, you are not.
A witty, no,
Eli,
you could be
fucking
a witty porn star.
You are not
star
following Liam Riley for any observations. They can, all of them are so fucked on Amyl that they can't get any words out.
You are so harsh. Liam Riley is on a journey. He's just started doing drag.
You give me one well-spoken gay porn star.
No. Not like, because there isn't one, but because I refuse to.
All their pre-interview chats are like, oh, just fucking, yeah, it's, oh, it's going to be great.
Oh, that's bullshit, Chris. On Cocky Boys, their pre-interview chats are like, we've just taken a nice trip out to the woods. We've been texting for a while, but I think today could be the day that it happens.
Oh my god.
Possibly because we had a shoot organized by a porn studio.
Otherwise, this is just, I guess, a walk in the woods.
With some crossfades.
Imagine if that one video was just, it just never went to sex. It just, like, was constantly activities. They, like, ducks, yeah. And then they got in the boat. They, like, rode the boat. And then it was like, hey, see you later. Yeah, thanks. That was awesome. And then, like, in credits.
I'm glad you said row the boat, because now I definitely know which Cocky Boys scenes you've watched. Have you watched? There's one where they, like, row a boat.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that.
Neither.
There was, but anyway, yeah. So they took a photo. Back to Mason Lear and Brandon. Whatever, oh no, Bear
Bond, Brandon Bond.
Brandon Bond. There's a photo of them in their engagement ring holding hands.
Oh, that's nice.
He says, we're finally heading back home, so ready to be back after all this time, but coming back to know that Mr. Mason Lear is going to marry me someday. Makes the best trip ever. See y'all in Las Vegas. I wonder what that wedding will be like.
Well, presumably in Las Vegas.
You'd hope so.
Which gives me a real flavor. I think two gay porn stars who got engaged at a gangbang and who are getting married in Las Vegas have a very particular wedding.
Do you have any interest to go to Las Vegas? No. Do you have any interest to do gay porn?
No and yes. No. I'd love to go to Las Vegas. I really want to go to Britney Spears. She's just so good. We tried to book, because she was doing her last ever show on New Year's the start of this year, I think, or the end of last year, and me and Alice Sneddon were planning on going, but fell apart. And
the friendship.
Yeah, the friendship. We don't talk anymore. I just listen to a podcast, and I'm like, one day I will also have a conversation with you again, but only once you say sorry.
You just talk back to her podcast?
Yes. And I say, you know what you did. But she's just announced another season in Las Vegas.
Oh, fantastic.
Starting in 2019.
Hey, she's actually, do you have a queen of the week? Because she can be my queen of the week if you don't have one.
Well, I would crown her boyfriend as my queen of the week, maybe. Because did you read his interview about her?
No.
They did an interview with him. Do you know, he's a 24-year-old fitness model who...
whenever she's doing her Instagram videos, he's kind of lifting her up.
They do like press ups on each other and stuff.
Yes, and he often
he works out and she gives him a piggyback. No, I think he's a fitness model. I think, and he
a fitness model.
Yeah,
that's not a job.
And a personal trainer. That is a job.
A fitness model.
Have you not seen Men's Health magazine available?
That's a model. That's just a model.
A fitness model.
A fitness model.
They're not modeling fashion, are they? Fitness, they're modeling their body.
Fitness is the like. Fitness is a like a level.
A model is advertising what they're wearing, and a fitness model is advertising their lifestyle.
An activewear model. Oh. A fitness model is like, I don't know, modeling while skipping.
You can't just refuse. You know what also is not a job? Podcaster.
Yeah, I know. I'm not saying that this is a job. We're not being paid at all. I know this is not a job.
And a huge shout out to our sponsor this week.
Britney Spears' genderless perfume.
My Prerogative, which we're both wearing. We got a sneak preview, and it smells like
pomegranate
and
sultanas.
Sultanas and salt and sea salt.
And sea salt. It's sea salt, sultanas, and pomegranate. Because those are the three genderless scents.
Anyway, why did you, the reason I did was I loved this. He was talking about what he was like, I love cooking for her. He was like, I love cooking for Brittany.
Just putting a bit of chicken on like a George Foreman.
That's what his meals, the meals that he described, was like, I usually cook like a panini.
Oh my.
Started with a panini. Then he said,
no, I don't want to hear it.
A creamy pasta or a chicken or a chicken dish.
No. But anyone who is like shredding all the time, all they eat is fucking chicken in the George Foreman.
Yeah.
Get all that fat, just like get all dripping the flavor out. Just to drip out of it into that tray.
And I'm like, can I take the tray?
Oh. Do you are you really like that?
No, of course I'm not like
can
that.
I have the tray?
I just put a little straw in.
You're just popping your head up into Britney Spears' kitchen in this scenario. Can I have the tray? And then they say, who are you?
I'm the tray boy.
I'm le tray. And in my mind, you're in drag in this scenario.
Yeah. And my name is Latre. And
you're
yes,
stunning.
We did not work out how to deal with my eyebrows. You could just glue them down, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying that it's going to be a lot of work. It's a lot of work for a lot of people.
Yeah, it's true. Because, yeah, you know, you can see why people like Valentina shave half of them off.
He's like, fuck this.
Fuck this.
These are going.
So what was it that you liked? Were you excited about the new perfume?
Well, always. No. No, I just love that these pop stars are just turning out perfume after perfume after perfume. So what happened was, I was on Twitter following Paris Hilton, as I do, just minding my own business. Boop, what do I see? She's debuting another scent. Now, yeah. Honestly, it feels like only a couple of weeks ago where I was talking about her 23rd scent,
yeah,
Rosé Rush, on this podcast. Well, ta-da, she's got, as of yesterday, Paris Hilton is debuting a 24th fragrance in,
wow,
I calculated, and I've forgotten now how many years it was, but like 15 years, I think?
I think it was less than that. I think it was 12.
Yeah.
Oh. We talked about this before the podcast happened.
No.
I'm
not,
sorry.
Not the specifics.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Here we go. 24th fragrance in 15 years. Platinum Rush. I went through her fragrance website because I'm becoming
a specific fragrance
more
website?
Than a healthy amount of obsessed. That's a crazy sentence. It's probably because it's not a sentence.
I don't think there's a healthy amount. I think obsession by its very nature is not healthy at any level.
I'd say if you had an obsession for fitness modeling,
then you're probably narcissistic.
Yeah, because it's not a job.
No, yeah. Just because it's the sort of job that probably leans into you, you know, doing a bit too much self-love.
Anyway, yeah, we don't know what the
no judgment to any fitness models listening.
Platinum Rush. She doesn't actually say what the smell is. Or maybe it's on the Platinum Rush makes me think of like, it's going to smell of like titanium.
Okay, Chris, do you know what is fucking ridiculous what? And is pissing me off?
What?
We do a Queen of the Week every episode of this podcast.
Yeah.
And I reckon almost 50% of the times, it goes back to Paris Hilton, the first queen of the week, and her sets. Also, she's I'm pretty sure we've done Britney Spears before, and probably that time also ended up talking about Paris Hilton for most of it, because it was to do with her perfume.
Yeah, well, anyway, so Platinum Rush. And now, I don't care.
You need your own podcast just to talk about this.
I'm going to make a video, and I'm looking for someone to help me out, but I want to review... Or it could be a podcast, but I feel like there's no money in podcasts. where I review all of Paris Hilton's perfumes. And now, I want to also review all of Britney Spears' perfumes. Because she's got 24, and the latest one is genderless. So they're going head for head, scent for scent.
Whose do you reckon are better?
At a sniff, Paris Hilton's.
I reckon Britney's.
Okay.
I remember when when Curious came out.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone at school was wearing it. And I was like...
Did she have one called Circus?
Circus, but later.
She went with her music.
Yeah.
Whereas Paris has gone with her international travels.
What would your first scent be called?
Busy.
Because you're busy at the moment?
So busy.
And you just want something...
And it just smells of like...
Quick to spritz on.
Like an old cheeseburger that's been eaten in my car.
Oh my god, that is so sad. I got my car vacuumed yesterday.
Oh, I want to do
that. Oh, and it feels so good. My life feels cleaner.
Where did you do that?
In the car park at St. Luke's.
So you went into St. Luke's?
I went into St. Luke's because I had to buy some stuff from Kmart.
And then you pay them and they suck it up.
You pay them $35, they do a full vacuum and a wipe down of everything in your car.
Wipe down?
Yeah, they wiped down the dashboard because mine was covered in dust.
I thought you just said,
Mama's covered in dust. It's in a tray here. And she's one dusty old bird.
I'm Latrey, and this Mama's covered in dust.
Hey, did I tell you about how someone very nicely... So I've got a dent in the back of my car, which someone drove into my car while it was parked. Did not leave a note. It's been there for probably about 6 months. And then the other day, someone wrote a note to me. They were like... The dent on the side of your car, if you want to get rid of that, you can just use boiling water or a hairdryer and push it out from the inside. And then at the bottom they wrote #randomactofkindness. And they said, call me if you need some help. I live just around the corner.
Did you call them?
And then they said, I love your blue eyes.
We can sort those eyebrows out.
Yeah, we can sort those eyebrows out if you want to do drag. No, I haven't called them yet, but I might. Because I don't think you can push it out from the inside, but I watched some videos of how you can blow dry a dent out of a car. The world.
Random act of kindness. Have you ever committed a murder? No, a random act of kindness.
No and yes. I'm trying to do it more. But honestly, no. And I would say in my core, I'm a selfish person. Like when someone is... We were walking down Ponsonby Road, me and my boyfriend.
Yeah.
And an old woman had... There was like roadworks. And they'd set up a fence. And an old woman who's... like very slow at walking had clearly walked the wrong way and she'd walked into the fences, so she was now in an enclosed fence with no exit on the other side.
What? Yes. I walked into it.
Yeah.
How old was she?
80s or 90s.
Okay, very old woman. And she's got herself stuck in some fences.
Yes. And it was amazing how as soon as it happened I saw it and I was like, oh my god, that's so awful. And Sam was like, immediately ran to help, and I was like, oh yeah, you can help people. There's a gap on one side, like to enter it, there was a gap, but there was no gap on the other side. She was just basically in the middle of a whole bunch of construction.
But just go out. When did she work out that she was stuck?
I don't know if she had until...
Oh, so she started walking in and then she got lost or something? I reckon this woman could work her way out.
You did not see this woman.
Right, she was very old. She deserve to be alive.
Wow. Well, I hope she's not listening.
Imagine if she was like, as a huge fan of the Mail Guys. I was so offended.
That's why she got lost that time. She was like, the reason I did it was because I was listening to You Could Tell Part 3.
We haven't done that in a while. It's because this whole podcast is You Could Tell.
What do you think about when people make gay jokes about Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin?
I love it. No. I love it.
I love it. Keep it up. Keep it up, boys.
It's a really annoying habit.
Keep those tweets coming.
That people do. And it happens a lot. I mean, it's an inherent kind of like misogyny around bumming being like effeminate and weak.
Disempowering.
And it happens like not only, I mean, we're seeing it a lot with Trump and Putin, but you see it with like lots of political pairings.
Yeah.
And lots of kind of even just like, oh, but a man love on the field today, you know, when two rugby players will kind of touch each other or something.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it, like, it doesn't rile me up, but it's, it just makes me roll my eyes and then realize how far away we are. Is it,
it's, I just get tired and I get pissed when like there's one going huge and everyone's retweeting, and then you see like friends of yours or people that you admire retweeting, you're like, really?
Yeah.
That gag. I wish we should have made gay jokes about Putin, Biden and Obama, but they're positive.
Yes.
But they love each other so much. I bet they have caring and sensitive, loving anal. But also it's a little bit rough when they want it to be.
Yeah.
But ultimately, they just have the best time.
Barack, Biden, top and bottom.
I reckon Biden's the top. And Obama, Barack Obama.
I love thinking about Obama bottoming.
Yeah.
I don't know why that makes me, like, that actually warms my heart, weirdly.
Well, I'm like, I feel like he just, like, throws his head back and he's like, this is the one moment in the day where I can just relax and let someone else take the lead.
You sound like the laziest bottom. I'm going to close my eyes. Get a cup of tea.
Do you mind if I just put this meditation podcast on?
I honestly need like 15 minutes just to sleep while you fuck me.
Yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm going to lie on the shark tank mat if that's all right while you...
I would never want to be fucked on a shark tank
mat. I know. You'd rip your skin apart, wouldn't you?
Holy shit. Maybe one of those Shakti events or your fucking Shakti ring.
I just bought a Shakti ring. You slide up and down your fingers and it's bad. And I keep bringing it to work and then like in important meetings, I'm just like sliding this thing up and down my fingers. Yeah, I'm a freak.
But we're only talking about this on a direct effort to make Shakti sponsor this podcast.
Shakti, if you're listening, we'd love some free stuff and we'd love your money to help promote your product, which I will say right here and now, I love.
I haven't really used it.
Really?
I've used it every now and then, but I don't have one.
Oh.
So about time you get on this gay train, Shakti.
But thank you to our actual sponsor for this podcast, which is Britney Spears My Prerogative. It's a gender-neutral scent.
It smells of pomegranate, sea salt, and sultanas.
Yeah, and it smells like you.
However you identify.
Yeah.
And that concludes this episode of... The Male Gaze. Tune in next chapter where we block out Eli's eyebrows for the very first time.
Also, if you're in Edinburgh Fringe, come and see my show. It's on 27 times and there's 1,500 tickets to sell.
Where is it at?
It's at Underbelly Weeku, 9:20 every night, baby.
You excited?
I am.
I'm sure we'd have some international listeners. Yeah.
I'm also at New York. I'm doing a gig on Sunday night at UCB East.
I don't think we've got any fans in New York.
Too cool.
Nah, maybe we have one.
A lot of people need to take the subway.
Yeah, or just like a Kiwi who's gone overseas.
Yeah.
Like you.
Like me, like I will be doing.
You will be our fan over there.
I met Mal Gaze, this was in Tokyo on New Year's Eve.
That's honestly the beginning of a movie.
And that's the Male Gaze.
Also promote the TV show.
Oh yeah, whoops.
Rolled out currently.
And we got two more episodes of our hot little show coming out on TVNZ On Demand and also on YouTube for international viewers. The next episode, what's it about, Chris?
It's about what? The producer.
Pop culture. We've just, you almost said it.
No, isn't it the Faith one?
Oh, has that come out? Sorry.
Let's no, that's out next, right?
Let's just do this again. You can whisper. You don't have to whisper Faith.
Oh, okay, it's Faith. It's Faith and then
Future's last one. Okay, here we go. Let's do this properly again.
And please tune in your computer or
tablet
to watch the latest episode of the Male Gaze web series available on TVNZ On Demand.
And the TVNZ On Demand YouTube for what? You international viewers.
That's not geo-blocked, bro.
No, we're going to take down the geo-block wall. Anyway, this next episode, episodes come out every Sunday, and this next episode is about faith.
It's very blasphemous, but also not at times.
Whoa. And that's our spin-off review. Tune in.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.